Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Joel LaBava. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and we're talking about his top franchise trends and predictions for 2021. Can they get that at your website, Joel?
Yes, they just have to go to thefranchiseking.com. /blog, and they will find it.
TheFranchiseKing.com /blog. Check it out. A lot of it is about delivery. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing out there? A lot of work from home. That's changing. I mean, whatever, if you just unfocus your eyes, right, Joel, from everybody getting in their car and driving to work, to that shifting back toward the home, somewhere in the middle there, to that the momentum is moving, is reversing, isn't it? And that should give you some trends, some trend ideas, right, about where to be.
For sure. I was talking to a gentleman who was working at a franchise about 3 years ago, and I helped him, you know, showed him how to do the research, and we just worked together really close, and he ended up buying it. And I talked to him, and I quoted him in the article. And he is in the office space business, as in temporary office space, where you go up and you can rent either a cubicle or a conference room,
like a WeWork kind of a thing.
Yeah. And he is so busy because of the companies that are having their workforces work out of the house, they still need to have conferences in person, and they are starting to show up now with their employees who are working at home, who they haven't seen for a while, and having like quarterly meetings and monthly meetings. So these meeting spaces are starting to get pretty busy.
Well, and don't forget,
he said it was just a really good time.
There are people who, yep, who, I think they're going to be a lot more people hired by companies who won't require them to move to their headquarters or to wherever their office is.
Yeah.
But yet those employees don't necessarily have a room in their home that or connectivity,
right.
And so maybe, you know, once a week or maybe every day, they just need a little local cubicle to go hang out in, and maybe half a day or whatever, and it serves a purpose. It's just kind of filling in a niche, isn't it?
It is, and he's actually expanding his space.
Wow.
So there's activity out there. It's a very interesting.
Is he franchising
niche.
This?
He told me
is he franchising?
It's a franchise.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's like two or three of them that do this across the country. So, you know, that's an interesting one. But, you know, the commercial space has some positives and negatives. The positive, obviously, is there's a lot of space available.
Right.
And I have a feeling that the landlords are going to be in the mood to negotiate.
They're going to negotiate. That's right. I agree.
The negative is that there's a lot of office space, mm-hmm, and a lot of retail space that might be empty for a little while, and that's not good
until
visually.
It's going to and what's going to happen as while some things are moving away from downtown. And they're already away from downtown because of the pandemic. As things get lifted, as the lockdowns get lifted, there will be movement back towards downtown, right? I mean, back toward the hive, as I call it. There'll be
right,
some of that.
Right.
So I mean, it'll be some trends will be, two trends will be meeting each other on the way, right? One going out, one coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a little dicey for a while, but for people who want to buy a franchise that requires a physical space, either food or retail, the timing is now, because there are going to be leases available that are going to be less, mm-hmm, which means more money in your pocket.
Right. No question about it. So are you seeing a lot of activity in franchisor activity where people are not only thinking about their people wanting to buy a franchise. Do you see people more people developing franchises?
That's always pretty steady. You know, I get probably two calls every month from people who want to turn their independent business into a franchise. So I refer them on to folks that specialize in that.
Right.
There's more activity on people that want to start a business.
Right.
There really is. And as I said, it's really out of frustration, but I think that it's going to become a necessity for some who are in their 50s who do get downsized.
In your trends, what do you see? I've got one last question before we go. What do you see is the fastest and the least expensive to capitalize that can get you up in with some kind of revenue that you can make a living out of? What do you see that being?
Home services. People have been home, and they are looking at their homes, and they're like, wow, we need to do this. We need to do that. We better do this. Those businesses are thriving and are going to continue to do so.
Joel, I need your website again, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Put a / blog on there, folks, and you can see his franchise trends, top franchise trends and predictions for 2021. Hey, Joel, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, and he always does a great job for us on franchising. And be sure to check out those trends. Even if you're not in the franchise mood, it'll give you some ideas for your own business. Maybe even who your next customers will be. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.